All right. Greetings, salutations, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Without the S, because you know how some people be like, Happy New Year's. Anyway. Back with another Creative Spotlight Mode featuring the laugh you literally just heard. And if you don't know who that is by now, I mean, I can introduce him a little bit, like, as the Cuphead King, the Monster Hunter Master. Hey. Destiny Dun Dada, like, it just keeps going. Like, hey. this guy, he's a platformer expert. That. He's just good at the games. This is what I'm getting to.
thank you.
But without further ado, please welcome everybody. Put your hand together if you don't, or your hand. That's, you know what? We're not gonna go into that joke because I could take that somewhere, but we won't be able to listen in the new year. Ba-da-ba-da. JV Smooth, people.
How you doing, y'all?
Finally. Should we tell them the story?
About what? Oh, have we lost the original recording?
Yeah, we did this a while ago and it died. So we're doing it again because it was great the first run, but technical difficulties. We lost that audio footage there, but it's fine. We're back though.
Yeah, they were hating pretty hard on that one.
That's a big fact. It was so good. Wish y'all could have heard it and been among the experience, but it's okay. We're here anyway. Happy New Year, good sir.
Happy New Year. How's it going?
Pretty good. I mean, we'll get into the New Year stuff in a little bit, but I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
Actually, not bad, man. You know, this year has been quite the journey. I'll say that much. Not in a bad way necessarily, but
yeah,
you know, just ups and downs. I would say it's a lot more ups than downs, but there's the downs have been pretty steep, you know,
major things. Yeah.
Them potholes ain't no joke.
Yo, I feel that too. You'd be like, oh, you gotta ride down the road,
but let me not hit this pothole because that'll ruin your whole car.
That's a fact. 2023 is for alignment, people.
Mm-hmm. Both spiritual, mental, and physical.
That is a huge fact because, boy, oh boy, these last couple years we know have been a doozy for everybody, but getting back on track is what's key here.
Yeah.
So, you still stream on Twitch.tv?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Oh boy. Oh, wait. For the listeners, all links and important things will be in the description, of course, so don't worry about any of that. So, how are you liking it?
It's been good. I'm not gonna lie to you. This year has been probably one of my most successful. Even though I feel like it's a little slower than I want, but I keep, when I look back on it, it has been so, you know, it has been successful. So I can't fully say, oh, okay, this year wasn't good. It's just that, like, when you try to compare to what you want versus, you know, even comparing to other people that are doing it, and it's like you feel like some people are just getting so far.
Yeah.
Then you kind of feel like, well, I haven't done much. But like when I look back on it, no, I have done a lot. And even the Twitch recap kind of says a little bit of that. So, you know, I kind of like, it's like my wife said, is like, don't shoot yourself in the foot. Like, you know, give yourself some more credit than I'm trying to like take, you know what I mean? So it's like, it's been a good year.
That's a fact. So how would you classify your success if you had to choose certain aspects of streaming?
Cumulative.
Okay.
I've learned many different things. I've grown skill wise and knowledge wise as far as like the stream platform, learning how to deal with people, getting my skill better in certain games, you know, learning how to actually use OBS because, you know, that was another struggle. Just overall in general, like it's been cumulative. I haven't just, you know, it's not like, I think most people when they stream, they kind of just have it set up in a way where they can just like turn it on and go.
Yeah.
And I didn't really have that, but I didn't really want it that way because you can't learn anything if it's just like driving a car. Like you could drive a car, but if you don't really learn how to drive a car, then the minute like, you know, you get in a manual car, you're just like, oh, I don't know what to do.
You don't know what this is going on.
Yeah.
Watch out for those potholes, people.
Yeah, good luck trying to navigate a pothole if you don't even know how to, you know, put it.
Clutch?
Put it in the tub. How do I switch this?
those poor manual vehicles. But yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
How am I supposed to navigate this hill when there's
a light? Wow. Brake, clutch,
Except that's when you really learn. And I haven't even done that in a while, but that's how you learn. Being on a damn hill at a light with a manual transmission, that will make or break the driver. I am sorry.
That is so true. That's how you know who's a real driver or not. You can drive the stick.
Like, I wanted
for the DMV talk, but it's pretty funny to talk about cars and driving because it's true.
My last car, I wanted to get a manual, but I didn't get the one I wanted. And then I wanted to get the hybrid one.
Yeah.
But they didn't have that. So that's the only reason I had to get an automatic. But now I don't even think they make manual anymore. So it don't
I think you have to, like, literally request it. And even the manuals aren't, like, legit.
Yeah, but then that means the price goes up. So
that's a fact.
Stupid.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
I mean, unless you're a race car driver, you feel like you need to learn manual.
Yeah.
Nowadays, I think you'll be fine. A lot of people don't even know how to drive. So there's that.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about Twitch in its current state?
That's an overloaded question. I don't hate it, but I do see where there needs to be room for improvement. That being said, with this last month or so, they did make it so that now there's a quicker payout for a lesser amount that you have to get to. I think before it was like, the first 100, then they pay you. Now it's like
the threshold 50. Was 100. That's true.
So that's nice.
Depending on what you are, this is affiliate speak, people. So
yeah,
partners and everything else.
But yeah, I mean, if you do
completely different.
You know, if you do ASMR and you got like 1,000 followers, stuff, I mean, this probably don't even. It's not even the same thing. But for us low level guys, this means
they're not
a lot.
On the same level as us. They're like worried about what their cutoff is.
Yo, for I heard this one streamer complain about how they don't get paid as much as they used to, and then. Yeah. You know, they dropped what they were making a month. And I just was like, yo, let me make that in a month or two. And I still wouldn't complain. So it's like, I hear you, but I'm like, you getting paid for this. Like, you're not getting buku bucks, but you get enough to, you know, freaking live off of. I'll take that shit. The fuck?
Yeah.
Sorry.
But the thing is, it just depends on their cut, though, because if you're not making that much money, because money's subjective to everybody.
Bro, so, I'm going to be honest with you. When I saw what they were...
Depending on how much they're making and versus what their actually cut is of the platform, yeah, that's OD.
My thing
is 70% off top of what I'm making, yeah, I'm going to be mad.
but my thing is this, though. It's not like this person was... this person's stream is the most... enticing stream you've ever seen in your life.
Oh,
so
that's a fact. Let's be clear what we're doing. 90% of all Twitch streamers are boring. Come on now.
Let's be real. Like, even me, listen, I'm good at games, you know, and I try to, you know, be inclusive and do well and give you a little bit of a show, at least not suck at the game. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, like, I'm just playing games. So it's like the fact that I can even like stream and show people that to me is amazing. But it's like,
absolutely.
Like, some of them, they're just sitting there talking, eating salad and stuff. Like
the lifestyle of a creative in this day and age is a blessing within itself, but people don't see that. They just see it as an easy out to make money rather than working the typical 9-to-5 or whatever.
And I'm like,
get, like, a nice little government job. Yeah. But it's like, you still kind of have to wrap your head around the process, people. It's not just... oh, I'm going to set all this up. I got my camera. I got my computer. We just going to stream. That's it. And I'm going to just make thousands of dollars immediately. No.
Exactly.
Like, I get their whining because, of course, yeah, that's one platform. Granted, 9 times out of 10, they have endorsements as well that they're getting paid for.
Yeah.
But you got to think of it as a person that creates any sort of content. Obviously, you signed up. You read terms and conditions. I hope so, people. If you did not, it's fine. A lot of people don't feel so bad in the long. But when it comes down to uploading and publishing your content on that platform, it's a give and take. But at the same time, it's a lot of give on the creator's part because that's what makes their website. So that's why I kind of see the argument as far as like royalty payments being cut like that crazy. Because it's not like you couldn't go to another platform and do what you do there. It will take another, you know, a little while. For you to build, of course, but 70% is a lot.
Yeah, but then if you're talking about, hey, listen, I hear that. I'm not knocking that, but I'm talking about like if you're talking about like 77 off of like 70% off of like 100,000 or even half a mil, like I still would take that. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like,
take that because you got the other stuff going, but it's just like, come on now.
But
platforms are getting richer. Capitalism, man.
Yeah, but my thing is this though, like, you know, you're still like if they didn't reveal what they made, I probably wouldn't have said this. I probably wouldn't even have had that much of an opinion.
That's a part of the content. You know exactly why they did that.
They told us what they were making, and I'm like, that doesn't sound bad. And even guess
what they're making is way more than that.
That's what I'm saying. And I'm like, it's not even like you put on a freaking Broadway stage play or something. Like, you just turn on your stream and you know, like, I looked at the stream. I checked it out and I was like, this is a nice stream. But I feel like your stream was just as good, if not better, G. Shoot, my stream is just as good, if not better. So it's like, you know, like,
streamed in 2 years, people.
Yeah, but that's what I'm trying to say. Like, you know, just I won't say no, I'm not saying.
But the thing is, I feel like we all have our unique styles of streaming too. That's what made it like fun and engaging for not even only the audience but us while we're playing the game. Because you know, when someone's having a bad day or someone's just off or whatever else, but like, we didn't need like the bells, whistles, the shucking and jiving to make it an event or just to have fun.
Yeah,
on stream, just talking to people.
I mean, my thing,
the gimmicks and the oof.
My thing with it was just that, like, it seemed more to me like they were upset that they couldn't go on their second vacation for the year versus really struggling to pay bills.
Yeah, and I got cut back. Right,
where I had the problem. Like, now she was like, you know, oh, I'm struggling to pay bills and I'm this, that, and the third. Then I'll be like, okay, I get it. But it's like,
the more human side.
Oh, I can't go to, you know, Aruba this summer because, you know, I already went to Antigua, you know, in spring. Facts. And I'm like, you're not hurting. You're not hurting.
From Barbados live.
Yeah, but, you know. Like, oh damn, I wasted another $1 million a day. Jeez, I should be having $2 billion. Like, you're not hurting. You just don't know how to manage money. That's sorry.
Taxing the rich does come with its responsibility. So clearly it's like a basic concept. The more money you make in general, the more you should be taxed. Somebody. But it always doesn't work out like that. I know people, whatever, it's backwards. But capitalism, people, it's weird. It's very strange.
Hire that accountant. You won't have these problems, you know.
That's a fact. If you're that tier streamer partner, better have an account. And if you don't,
they were. The only thing I could say is if they didn't, it really boils down to they don't know how to manage their money.
Because I can't help that. Play with them taxes if you want to. Y'all tried it with the PPP loans, and look who they're going after now. So there's that. But
sorry about that.
get your ducats in order. If you are planning to be a partner or even a higher tier affiliate, I'll say, make sure you're doing your taxes properly. Mm-hmm. And I believe it's what, if you make over 600 on Switch, that's when you've got to do the. I think it is 600. Is it 6 or 300? I don't remember anymore.
Damn, I wish I could even make that much right now.
I've been out the game for 2 years, so. Because, you a contractor under Switch.
How much does you have to make? You said 600?
I think so.
A year?
Yeah, from Twitch.
Damn, that must be nice. Well, I know I don't qualify for that, so we're just gonna go ahead and leave that there. So I've made some dough, but it wasn't that. You know,
like, some dough.
You know, I'd let you know if it was the other thing, but it ain't. Okay.
But typically to get the 1099 from Twitch, you got to make over 600. That's when you report it to your tax. Blah, 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 blah. Unsolicited financial advice. This has nothing to do with Nathan. I'm just letting you know, don't play with people's taxes and money that you're earning, thinking that I got cashish on the side because of my side hustle. Your side hustle is now a job. Okay? Okay.
Oh, God.
Don't say I didn't look out for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lady G.
Listen. Oh, listen. Yeah, you're hilarious, man. People will be getting wrapped up off of some Twitch. Can you imagine a Twitch money scandal because you didn't pay your taxes? All them thousands and thousands of dollars.
I believe it. I believe it.
Yeah, that's what you don't want. Especially federal-wise. Please don't do that.
Yeah.
But on to lighter topics, because money is money. But wishing everybody bountiful things in 2023. Have you played any good games lately?
So many.
Oh boy. I already know what we're going to start with. Go ahead.
So many good games.
We're having this pick and choosing of the games. Okay.
There's so many good games. Like, there's just there's not a limit.
There's no limit.
There's not a limit.
Go ahead. Feel free. I'm not going to limit you.
Okay. There's a limit. But still. I mean, honestly, like, for me, it's been a good year for gaming. I think. you know, if I had other stuff going the way I kind of wanted it, I would have been more focused on the actual games that came out. Yeah. But that being said, they're here. You know, you had the Monster Hunter stuff, you had the new Pokemon, you had Sonic Frontiers, which is just, geez, Lord. Like, if that's just the base of what we're getting from them, yeah. I hate to see what it's going to be like when they actually, like, oh, let's do some more with it. I don't know.
You know when they actually try? Oh, my God.
Oh, geez, man. Like, they just did a good job, you know, and I'm really, you know, enjoying that shit. And there's a bunch of other games that have come out. Ghostbusters had something. You know, that game's not bad. It's good. But yeah. It needed a little bit more time in the oven, in my opinion. Yes, but then we had then we had that other Pokemon game that came out, Legends Arceus. That was really, like, I think that set the tone for the year. And then we got next year is supposed to be even worse, because that Street Fighter VI beta is, I can't count that as this year's game, but I want to. Shit.
No. It's okay.
I want to. It's so good. So good.
So we'll just go straight into Street Fighter. You were involved in both betas, right, so far?
Mm-hmm.
So, based on your experience with the first beta to the current one, do you think they listen to stuff and feedback?
To a degree. Okay. That being said, it's not like they're ignoring us. It's just that, you know what? Being a content creator has taught me many things. One thing being the fact that your audience tends to have a lot of freaking opinions about what you should be doing.
That's a fact.
So that being said, I understand now more what these game companies probably go through. Mm-hmm. And then to that degree, I also get why sometimes they just ignore the fuck out of people. Because... you know, I ask you guys for input, and you guys will give me everything under the sun other than the actual input that affects what we're trying to do. And in that way, you know, like, I'm like, Dave Chappelle said it best once. I can't remember really exactly how he said it, but something to the effect of, like, when you have your art form or what you're trying to do, outside influence shouldn't be the over, like, it shouldn't affect it so much that it's not your creation anymore. It's theirs.
Well, yeah, because it would be obstructing it. I remember that. That's when he was doing his Mark Twain Award down here. In,
Kennedy Center. So I get it. It's like they have a vision, right? Let them get it out. If we don't like it, we'll say something. If not, we don't need to just tell them everything they need to be doing, because A, we don't know that's feasible. And B, like, we don't know what they're trying to do. Let them work it out. Let's see how it goes. True. You know,
that's
like
fair.
They might have something that they really, you know, really got up their sleeve, and we over here like, oh, I want this. I need more
complaining.
Money.
Right.
Like, bro, the game's not out. First of all, second of all, let them figure it out. If they mess it up, then we'll pull them to the side and be like, hey, yo, you know, your game needs some work, bro. What's
that's
up?
That's a fact.
You know, and that's just basically where I am with it. Cause like what I saw on both demos, and honestly, the second demo wasn't that much of a it wasn't that much of a departure from the first one, but we're on the right path. You get what I'm saying? So
let them
do what they're doing. They're giving us some quality. I've got faith in it, and that says a lot, because I've been Street Fighter since day one. I'm talking about like Street Fighter 1. For some of y'all, yes, I am old.
Literally.
And yes, I've been playing since the 80s.
Not old, he's seasoned, whatever.
Hey, what up? Older Barry, sweeter the juice. Anyway.
Oh my God.
but no, like, this is the first Street Fighter in a long time since like Third Strike that I can actually be like, I'm 100% behind. Like, I don't care what they do. They're doing good. So I'm not worried about what the product's going to be like. I've already been exposed to what I have as far as, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they've already given me what they're going to give me, and I like what I see. So yeah, I don't know.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
not
that's
really
fair.
Worried about it.
Especially when it comes to betas, like you said, you got to give it a chance. Like, a lot of these people that get access to betas nowadays, they're not used to it, and they don't know what they're doing. So a lot of that feedback is just coming from, like, random, incessant fans that are just hype beasts.
Let me tell you.
But they don't really provide, like, the quality QA experience that you really want to hear from people that are testing something.
Let me just say to you like this, right? I don't want to sound like an asshole on this
stream. Place for assholes.
What are Street Fighter games known for? We'll just do a little Q&A hyper, you know, a little bit of a just test the waters. What are they known for? What is Street Fighter games known for? Just throw it out there.
Fighting.
Against who?
A specific character?
Just in general, against who? You fight against what, computer or people?
Well,
when you get a fighting game, G, who do you fight? The computer or do you fight other people?
When you first open it, computer, and then you'll fight people eventually.
What's the ultimate person you're going to be dealing with?
Yourself. I'm joking.
Other people, right?
Other people, of course. Yeah. Multiplayer, yes.
So my thing is this, like, you had people in the beta not trying to fight nobody.
I'm sorry, how does that work?
And then they were mad.
Wait. Yeah. So they just would pull up to a match and just be running or just backing away? Like, they would that try type to fight. Of not fighting?
So they had the beta set up so that, you know, you got a little arcade cabinets in the beta that you go to, and that's
okay.
How you fight or train until somebody comes to fight you. They would try to go to servers that had less people so they could sit in the training room and train the whole time, which is, I understand. But my thing is this, right? What are you training for?
Go and get out there.
What are you training for?
Wow. People really seriously. That?
What are you training for? Are you training to be better than the computer? Because I'm not going to lie to you. I was whooping computer's ass day one, so... You know what I'm saying? At that point, I was...
People. He's not lying.
I'm not bragging. I'm just being honest.
He's telling the truth.
I was beating the computer's ass to the point where I was like, wow, now I want to try my hand at somebody else.
An actual human being.
Yeah, somebody that actually could probably beat my ass for once. Other than the computer that's going to do the same thing. Now, don't get me wrong. They got some strong computers.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the computer. At some point, you're going to figure it out. And or it's going to let you win because it's a computer. I don't know what you want. You take what you want from that. But in my day, back in my day, computers whipped you behind and didn't care. So, when you beat a computer back in my day, it said something. Nowadays, you could beat a computer without, you know, you could yawn and beat a computer. Even if they're on hard, like as soon as you get good, then it's just not even a worthy challenge anymore. So the ultimate challenge is
matching.
Yeah. The ultimate challenge is fighting somebody else on your level.
That's when a I fact. Tell you. And that's there what these so whiny crybabies hold up. I'm sorry for a second. They be crying about skill-based matching because they don't want to play like pseudo-ranked matches because they scared. So they want to look really nice on their stream. I'm talking to the Call of Duty people.
Oh,
let me just
God.
Be direct because y'all are weird. Y'all are big weird. Like, just play the game and have fun. Just shoot people. It's fun. It's okay. My thing is it's all right.
Yeah.
But why are you so afraid of skill-based matchmaking when literally that's not only going to make you better, but it's going to place you against opponents that are... worthy? How you just capping new people and thinking that you're great?
Yeah.
That's fun.
I mean, my thing was just with it really was just, I get it trying to, I understand trying to get better to the point where, like, you know, you can feel confident, but you're supposed to,
absolutely.
You're supposed to be getting confident to the level that you feel like you can go fight somebody else.
Yes.
And like I said, a lot of people just would not want to fight anybody. Because they were scared of getting beaten up. And I'm like, well, why are you even playing this game? You know, like, I just didn't understand it. And I'm not going to be honest with you because I don't want to, like, cause trouble. But a couple of these people I'm mentioning are Capcom creators. That's where I was kind of confused because I'm like, you know, I wanted to be a Capcom creator. They didn't tell me yes. So I'm going to try again maybe one day. But my thing is, the whole point of you playing this game is to show off the game and the people.
Right.
But here they are running from fights.
That's wild. Basically,
because they don't want to get beat up. And I'm like, what?
And they're not carrying over the system from beta to launch, are they? So what are they scared for?
That's why I don't understand it. Like, listen, you don't want to get beat up on your stream. I get it.
Right.
But sometimes you got to take your butt weapons.
That's
and honestly, if you're not friggin' the best guy in the world, you're going to get beat. Sorry.
And that's okay.
Yeah, like I'm good and I was still getting beat up. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, granted, I was doing a lot of ass kicking too, but I was getting my ass beat up too.
Right.
Like,
nobody's ever 100%. So
yeah. Like I fought the homie Fat Juice. You know the Fat Juice. That's my dude. He was whooping my ass at one point. He was beating me up and down the block. And now he claims it was pretty much even, but I feel like the even match was the night before, because when I could play them again. It wasn't so even. I was getting my shit pushed in, and that's fine. You know what I'm saying? Like, how am I supposed to get better if I'm always the best? You know,
that's a fact.
But we had some great matches. We had some great matches, and honestly, some of it was on his stream too. So if y'all check him out on YouTube, you can see some of our matches. But he just did really good, and he enjoyed it. But it's like we were trying to get people to join us
mm-hmm.
that actually had the game and played, and there's only a handful that will play against us
because
they were too scared of getting beat up. And I just did not understand that.
Why though? What is that? Maybe that should be like the question for this podcast specifically. That's going to be our discussion question. Why are people afraid to go against people in non-ranked matches?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I can see ranked. And honestly, you can't fight each other in ranked because the way it's set up,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're going to fight somebody random. They have to do that. I get that because you got people that'll just cheese their way up to the number one rank. I get it because they did that in Street Fighter 4. And I never understood how some of these dudes, like, because I fought, like, the number one guy in Street Fighter 4 on the leaderboards and somebody else. I fought a couple of the top 10 in Street Fighter Third Strike and Street Fighter 4. And I remember when I fought the number one guy in Street Fighter 4, I beat him up. And in my head, I was like, this guy's not the number one guy. There's no fucking way. Yeah. And then they said he's a boosted account. And I said, what?
Yikes.
And that's when I found out like they would boost. And I was like, wow. So then after that, that's when they started making it so that you really can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Let alone it's harder to sync up if you try to do it like as far as like, oh, let's both matchmake at the same time and see if we get matched up to each other.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, he was a boosted account. And he was good. It wasn't even like he couldn't be number one. He just wasn't. There's no way. Like, and I was good in that, but I wasn't the number one. But there was no way me fighting you with that level of skill that you were number one. He wasn't. He was terrible.
See, that's the thing. It takes you out the game when you do that. You're only harming yourself when you're not playing.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Some of these people, all they care about is rank and status in video games.
That's cute, but
it's just very cute.
You have a nice rank, but you can't play for shit.
Listen, I'm legit in a couple games. Like, for example, Destiny. I'm legit in that. All skill, no cheating. If I lose to somebody that thinks that I'm better than them on paper, man, do I get the messages. Oh, you suck. Oh, you a boosted account. Oh, you bought, or not a boosted account, but you bought this and you bought that and you got carried. Like, all types of shit. You know what I mean? But that'll be off of like one match.
Yeah.
In Street Fighter, you can play a couple matches like to gauge somebody's strength to see. And then after a while, even if they win the first one, they might not win the next 5, 6, 7 or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So you have to come with it the whole time, you know? And it's like, after a while, when you fight somebody, you're like, you get a kind of a sense for how good they are or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, people are going to be starting to look like, if you're the number one guy and this is how you fight, hold on. Something ain't right.
The math is not math there. Keep playing like that, though. I guess. I mean, if that's how certain people have fun, good for you. But you're going to get basically, like, lame.
Yeah, it's a whole bunch of them out there like that. So
terrible.
Yeah.
So for 2022, what would you classify as your game of the year?
Sonic Frontiers.
Really?
Yeah, hands down.
Nice.
I mean, I would say Pokemon Charlotte, Scarlet, and Violet, which is a great Pokemon game, but good lord, the Switch is trying its best. I can't give it that. If I said Pokemon Scarlet and Violet was game of the year right now, there'd be a wave of people looking at this podcast like, this guy does not know what he's talking about.
It's like, yeah, get him out of here.
Yeah. Reason I say Sonic is because Sonic tried something different. It worked.
Mm-hmm.
On an overall scale, I can play it at a very high ceiling, 4K. You can get 4K. You can get 60 frame performance mode, FPS.
Mm-hmm.
The game was great. What they tried to do was amazing. The story was pretty decent. You know, it was actually a story that, like, for a Sonic game, like, it actually paid homage to shit that happened in other Sonic games, which is, you don't really get that too much. Like, they might know a character or two, but for like there's a thing on Twitter too, you'll see that guy was talking about like some of the cutscenes, like this one cutscene between Sonic and Knuckles, and it was just really heartfelt. And it's like, you didn't really get a lot of that in some of the other games. Like, you didn't have time for it, or it was always like, you kind of always feel like the Sonic games were a one-off. Like, they just knew each other, but you didn't know where they would know each other from. This was the first one that was like, I feel like they were trying to show it. And at first I thought it was, okay, this is all we get, you know, blah, 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 this and third. But then they released a roadmap for more stuff to come. And I'm like, yo, so this was just the beginning of this?
That's crazy. But it's exciting, though, especially because, man, it's been very bleak over in Platformer Land for a little bit.
Yeah, and like, I know Elden Ring's probably the game. I didn't play that, so I can't say it is or isn't.
Yeah, I just watched people play that, too. As far as
mine, yeah, like, Elden Ring looks really dope. I'm not gonna lie to you. I mean, I can't even say I won't for sure get it, but I just didn't get it this year. But Sonic, to me, was really good.
Yeah, and, that's fair. Sonic ranked very high in a lot of different places.
And they got a roadmap for stuff to come. And I'm like,
yeah,
hopefully we get to play as, you know, Tails, Amy, Knuckles, and whoever else, and a bunch of other stuff. And I'm like, yo, that's all they have to do is just give us a little bit more, and this game will be fine. Like, they can't fuck this up, but then again, this is Sega, so I'm going to be quiet. I'm just cross my fingers.
Anything is possible, but just keep doing what you're doing in this fashion, please.
My fingers.
So for this year, 2023, of course, what game are you looking forward to the most? Allegedly, because I know pushback's be pushbacking, so grain of salt, people.
The game I'm looking forward to the most for 2023...
Mm-hmm.
Street Fighter 6.
Is it still projected for June?
Yeah, I think it's actually coming out June.
June seems tangible. I'll be nice.
I say this begrudgingly because if you asked me before, when did the beta come out? October? If you had asked me before that, I'd have told you Zelda. Now that I've played Street Fighter 6, I can't say Zelda anymore. That's not my game I'm waiting for anymore.
Damn.
Yeah, sorry.
And that's your homie. Poor Link.
Link will always be my dude. Zelda will always be my homegirl.
What I gotta do to get a rank on this list? Like,
you gotta tell Nintendo, go, hey yo, Dad, we need a better system.
Tell Nintendo stop playing with the next gen console.
There's a video on YouTube with Austin St. John where he overclocks a Switch to play Pokemon Scarlet and Violet. And it runs so much better. So they say, oh, the Switch is... Yeah, but they're not utilizing it to its best capability.
Oh, absolutely not. The only way they utilize it is just to charge us for it. That's it.
Yeah, we need either a new system or a new version of it.
We absolutely do.
Or they need to do something that lets us actually use it to its full capability.
Now, no more halfsies. We don't care about an OLED model if it's not doing nothing crazy.
They're like saying the reason... They're saying the reason that they won't overclock it is because it would heat it up the Switch too much. And I guess that would mess it up if you're handheld and you're carrying it. But my thing is this, for us that care...
It's just cold outside. Your hands will get warm, so whatever.
Yeah, it ain't, you know, that. Yeah, it ain't gonna fly.
I'm just messing with you. We don't need another Samsung Note situation with them.
What we do need is just a system that can handle some of this stuff, because these games are amazing.
They really are.
They're not getting no love. Like, even Arceus, as dope as Arceus was, they dropped it the minute everybody got excited for Pokemon Scarlet and Violet. And it's just there. It's just a game that's there. No DLC. It had one little quote unquote update, and that's it. You know, nothing to add to it. And that was a great game, but it's like, it's just there. It's about to be a year old in like a month, not even.
Damn.
And it's just sitting there. It's just sitting there, man. Like, no love.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of the later releases, especially last year, they should have just pushed it back.
They should have.
Some aren't ready. Buggy as hell. And a lot of people just forgot about it. And it's just there in your library. Yeah. Collecting dust.
It's just sad because, you know, Nintendo got the medicine. They just don't know how to get you to take it.
They're addicted to the candy. That's what it is. They want to be the all-around family console still to this day.
I would be honest with you. That all-around family console shit doesn't exist anymore.
It don't exist, but they're, as far as like their ecosystem, when it comes to not being able to communicate unless you're in certain games and how locked down it is compared to the openness of, like, let's say PC, because anything goes here. So just that weirdo tight-knitness that they have in their reputation as the family console, I'll say. It's just like, okay, that's cool, but at the same time, step it up into this generation. Don't just get left behind because of that small facet.
My thing is more so, who do they think wants these consoles? Because listen, my nieces and nephews range from like 14, the oldest, to like maybe like six, as far as like who can actually utilize technology and all that
That's
stuff.
That's about the same for me too. Yeah.
And no one ever asked for a Switch. The only reason one of my nieces kind of wants it is because she used to come over here and we used to play, you know, Mario Kart. Mm-hmm. That's it.
That's the only reason.
Though. That's literally it. Like, if she could get Mario Kart on her phone, she wouldn't. she wouldn't care. She wouldn't care.
That would be wild. That is so true, though. Because, man, that's not what she they're asking for at all. They're not, console-wise, they're last, unfortunately.
Just sucks because, you know, I just feel like they don't have to do too much. And I know COVID happened and there's microchip shortages and blah, blah, blah. But after seeing videos about how people like are making it work with a regular Switch, I just don't understand what their excuse is. Even if, don't clock it as hard as it can because of overheat. But damn, clock it a little bit.
Clock it a little bit.
Like, Pokemon Scarlet and Violet runs worse than Breath of the Wild. And Breath of the Wild came out 6 years ago. That's
crazy.
That is actually ridiculous.
That is so...
It's actually ridiculous. You know what I mean? Like, how do you justify that to somebody? And then you got games like Elden Ring, Game of the Year, Graphics, Multiplayer Online, blah, 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 Open World. Blah, blah. It's like, oh, what's the best game of the year? And it's like, of the year or that I played? Because if you say what I played, I'm going to tell you what I played. But if you say of the year, and you say Elden Ring, I can't argue with you. I didn't play it, but I'm not going to argue with you. I've seen it. You know what I mean? Like... You trying to say Pokemon Scarlet is better than Elden Ring? I didn't say that. Just let me have my phone, my little Pokemon, okay?
Right.
They're cute. Damn, can I get that?
Not they're cute.
It's funny because somebody did an Elden Ring mod, or a Pokemon Scarlet Violet mod on Elden Ring, and I was like, shit.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, people be...
These people are talented. They had the monsters set up like Pokemon and shit, you know what I mean? Like from Scarlet and Violet. Your horse was Koridon, the little dragon things you ride on. And I was like, wow, like, man, these guys are just talented. Meanwhile, you know, Nintendo, I don't know. I love
sleep.
You gotta do big something sleep. Else. You can't justify this.
Right.
You cannot justify this.
I can't defend y'all anymore. Like, what is this?
I cannot justify this.
Switch just be collecting dust, man. I swear.
It don't collect dust with me, but it don't get moved a lot. So
I'm even scared to go back and look at my freaking village in Animal Crossing. That's how bad it is.
Just sad. They could do a little bit more. And it wouldn't even
They absolutely can. And as much, financials that they have, they definitely can do more for what they charge and, you know, the lack of deals that they do offer.
I know, right?
So, back to 2023 things. Moving forward, what are your top three goals for this year?
For 2023?
Yeah, we're beyond resolutions.
My top goals, not in particular order, is to get back in shape, and I've been working on that. Get the job that I want and or the career / form of, you know, revenue. And honestly, that's probably going to be multiple forms of revenue.
Yeah.
And just to grow both mentally and spiritually as a person. You know,
hey, that's a solid list. Now it's you guys' turn, audience. We'll wait. No, we won't. Feel free to add that into the discussion box after the question. But that is a solid list. It is, because usually it's the whole resolution talk of, oh, I'm going to get my gym membership back popping and I'm going to quit on the 15th day type of behavior. But you know how it is. Come on.
Yeah.
That's probably like the number one month for gyms to be like, extra active is January I'll be nice. I'll give people to February.
Oh my God.
Because that's when it starts to get like cold and the people didn't got a fool with the idea of going out into the cold to go work out. So yeah. Willpower, people. Have it.
Listen, man, I went outside even today to do my workout, but I still go outside when I can, but I have a gym around here that I try to go to. So I don't, have to really worry about joining the gym too much. But whenever I do join it again, it's going to be at my own volition. You know what I mean? It's just that.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, like, I'm not about to join a gym and let that shit sit there.
That's ever a again. Fact.
Because I was doing good. And then my gym that I was going to, it basically, like, it had, you know, COVID had happened and it started, like, implementing all this, you know, just bullshit or whatever.
Yeah, rules.
Yeah. And then, I don't know, it was just crazy because, I mean, I don't know how to explain this. Like, they were like, okay, you could come, but we got masks and we got this and we got that. And I'm like, I'm not comfortable.
Masking up while not being able to breathe already.
Yeah. And then you still want to charge me every month. And yeah, like, it's like, it's not right.
That's not right.
Yeah.
Because they sure.
That's total. We're still trying to, like, subscription. Yeah.
Keep gyms open during COVID madness. It's like, son, just call it a day.
Just stop, please. Just stop.
Oh, God. I would put my 3 goals moving forward, but do I want to?
Up to you.
He's like, I don't give a damn. let me see. What did I say? This is the year for acclimation, basically. Ooh. And, like, recalibrating things. So,
very good, very good.
Same with me, no particular order. I'll also say not being afraid to try new things.
That's always a good thing. Honestly, you kind of got to be like that, especially nowadays. Because,
man, the way things be pivoting.
Yeah. the regular way things were, it ain't the same no more. So you kind of got to try some new stuff. I know I've definitely tried many new things this year. Oh, my God. I think I was trying something new every year, every 5 minutes. Just to let's try it. It's like,
that's a fact. I mean, life isn't, well, life without learning. So there's that. Let me see.
Golden, I mean, honestly, there's life too, just in general. Enjoy that shit. Like, you don't always have to learn something, you know?
Sometimes, well, no, I'm saying being open to learn, not like being head in a book, studying, studious type of way. Nah. Just like experiences through, you know, whether it be connecting with people or doing something that you wouldn't normally do, just, you know, be open to those things.
Yeah.
Second goal, I guess I could do fitness too, because more so for me, the pandemic did throw a wrench in my gym plan. And it was funny because our gym was in my old work building. $1 million renovation, which is funny because they kind of put us in a communal space because everybody had their own offices before. But then, you know, we got to get everybody together to meet and collaborate, and COVID happened and niggas wasn't trying to collaborate face to face anymore. So. Yeah. Yo, you know, people were sneaking back in the building to go get to the gym. That's how serious it was. This was during COVID.
Wait,
crazy.
What?
Right. So meanwhile, everybody's working from home, allegedly supposed to be working, but people would literally pull up to the building just to try to use the gym. Crazy.
That's hilarious. That's how you know. That's how you know, like, the gym is good, but it's also, that's like, you know, it's like, yo, let me in. It's like, what?
And my last one, I'm going to say, well, I think, yeah, pressing play back on travel, because travel has been kind of like bleakish since. Yeah. So toward the end of last year, started ramping up a little bit more, but definitely more travel for this year.
That's good. I think travel's always been pivotal as far as, like, enjoying life and doing things. It's like, you gotta go travel, man. You gotta get out there and enjoy shit.
Get out of America, people. Mm-hmm. if you can't get out of America, or you don't feel like traveling internationally, just get out of your bubble, out of your region, out of your neighborhood, out of your block, and go experience something different. Because the world is, while it's small, it's bigger than what you think.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that'll put a lot of people in place, like, as far as, like, letting them know that the world isn't just, you know, the state you live in or the country. Mm-hmm. I say this, like, when I've traveled out of the country, I've been excited, but yeah, I've also been greeted with open arms because, you know, I'm not walking around puffing my chest out that I'm from America.
That is a whole fact.
I mean, be proud to be from America. Just don't be cocky about it. Damn.
Yeah, because in terms of descent, nobody cares. But you will get good respect in certain countries. Otherwise, it's just kind of like...
I mean, when they find out you from... Listen, when they found out I was from New York and I was from America, let alone New York, like, and I wasn't...
Oh,
like,
of course. People will light up.
Yeah, like, and I wasn't a dick about it. Like, man, I had... Let's just say... It's a good thing I didn't get kidnapped, because and not even in a bad way, more like,
you know, find him and locked up abroad. Like, yo, what happened?
I don't know. I have people, guys and girls, trying to bring me here, have me take. They probably would have just kept me. Like, did you get kidnapped? Like, nah, they just
I'm still on vacation.
They don't want me to leave. And it was even worse, like, as far as like, especially like the women I was meeting. Like, I'll never forget when I went to Barbados. I'll never forget. I went there. And what happened exactly? I went there and I was like, you know how they keep you in the area with the boats and the tourists and all that, blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, let me go explore and, you know, the center third.
Oh, so
like,
you went off the resort, basically.
Oh, yeah. I was like, I'm going to go.
We're doing travel tips with JV this year.
No, so don't, because you end up missing.
We got to learn how to be missing. And I can give you the answer to the advice.
You need to learn how to not be missing, because my way is going to have you missing. But anyway, long story short.
Why did you step off of the resort?
Cause, man, I like danger. I mean, I like excitement. I mean,
I like danger.
Let's just say I'm crazy. Don't be like me.
Okay, anyway, that's fine.
I remember I got on the bus. Yo, I'll never forget this. I was trying to go to the little mall that had, like, you know, all the ethnicity or the real people from Barbados, I guess you could say.
Yeah, you went to the streets. Go on.
Yeah, and then I got on the bus. I will never forget this. I was on that little bus or whatever, because, you know, dude told me where to go and how to get on there. So I was on there just waiting, and I knew not to say nothing. I knew not to say nothing, but I had to, because I was like, okay, I'm not sure where I'm going, right? And I'll never forget, this girl was on the bus with her friend, and she must have been, like, talking to her little boyfriend or some shit. I don't know what she was doing. I know it was her boyfriend, though. And I'll never forget, the minute I asked her, she hung up the phone with the dude, and she told me where I gotta go, and she said, oh, let me get your number. I said, what? Yo, never in my life.
Listen, she was trying to get you to where you were going.
Listen, never in my life have I been pulled that fast and that hard without any type of input. Like, there was no input for me. I just literally asked her one question.
Only America is prudish when it comes to stuff like that. You know that.
She straight up told me right then and there, what is your phone number? I ain't playing. Give me that shit right now.
I was like, hung up the phone with that nigga too. That's crazy.
And I'm like, I know I just heard you talking to your man. Like, I know a Bajan accent when I hear one. Come on now.
That's bad funny.
Hung up with this dude and straight up, let me get your number. Okay, me and my homegirl are gonna take you here and there. And they took me all over these different spots. And it was fun. It was fun.
Yeah. Local things.
Yeah.
It happens, but if you do tend to delve into that, people, just be safe.
Don't do it, people. Bring somebody with you, because as reckless as I was, adventurous
buddy
as I
system
am,
forever. But
yeah, I could have also got, you know, taken away. So
that's a fact.
I mean, at that point, I was living recklessly, so I kind of didn't care. Like, you know, hey, look, she's cute. Might be my last night. At least I have some fun before I go. Blah blah blah. Nope, don't do that shit.
Don't do it.
But do it. But don't do it. But do it.
Oh my God, I cannot. I cannot.
Do it safe.
So if you have any thought tales from abroad, feel free to fill us in. No, I'm just
That's another kidding. Podcast. Sorry, not today.
That's a fact. That's
if you guys want more, content. You guys, if you want the Thought Chronicles that you taught to Lady G, she'll
That's
get
a whole series. Appreciate you for pulling up to the pod for the not first time, but it's okay.
Second time, I feel better, but I still miss that first convo.
First time, long time. That shit was organic as fuck.
I can't even listen. Like I had an idea of what we talked about, and I think some of it we covered today. But
we
it was
did
just
a little bit, but
so,
it was... Ooh,
we have to do more of these. We have to do more of these, because then it'll probably come back. But
That's
also, too, I think we were dealing with something that happened during that,
we were.
That time. So
scandals.
It was kind of like...
Multiple scandals, actually.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Sorry, y'all. Oh, ooh.
Don't worry, if you want more, like
he'll
said,
be back. We'll chop it up. Now that he's thoroughly introduced, finally, formally to everybody, he'll be back. Don't worry about it.
I'll be back.
And we're looking forward to more features, of course.
Hey, man. Appreciate y'all having me. For real, for real.
This man is not a myth. Let them know where they can find you.
You can find me at Twitch TV backslash or slash JV Smooth, all one word. JVSMOOTH. Let me say
and
that.
If you don't spell, I got you in the description. It's okay.
Yeah, because it ain't JB Smooth. That's the comedian, not me.
Not JB Smooth.
If I had a dime for every time I heard that, oh, JB Smooth, like, no.
That's what I thought. Like, I'm not even gonna lie. This is like a sidebar story. When I first met you, I thought you really liked him, and that's why you just named yourself that. I'm just like, all right, no. I like JB Smooth.
I shit you not. Like, I made this name years ago, but not even that. Like, I need it.
So he
stole
it from you? Bad.
No, he didn't, because he's JB Smooth. So
no, I'm messing with you.
Oh, no, no. The funny part is, it was a name that was given to me, first of all. It's my B-boy name.
So that's organic.
Yeah. So when me and my crew first started dancing together, we all got names, and I didn't have one. So my boy, he used to just call me J Smooth. Mm-hmm. And I just ran with that, and this is pretty much the origin of this.
Yeah.
When I went to my first video game tournament, the guy said, "Oh, what's your handle?"
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Handle? What the fuck?"
He was like, "I'm here to play."
And I didn't have Xbox at that time, so I didn't have like a gamer tag or nothing. So I was like, "What?" So I wanted to go with JV, but I was like, "Nah, that's too regular." So I said, "You know what? Just call me JV Smooth." And I just went with that. And it just stuck. It just stuck. And I just, when I would go to tournaments after that, I started using it more and more. And then people start calling me JV Smooth, or they just call me JV or Smooth, depending on how they're feeling. And it just stuck. Because it was already my B-boy name.
It fits. I'm not even going to front, but it just fits. Like your persona, like how some people's names, that's just what it is. Even if I know your real name, I'm going to still call you your tag.
Yeah.
Name.
Like everybody still called me JV or whatever. But yeah, that's really how it happened. Like I just, on the spot, came up with something, but I didn't want to be just J Smooth, because there was a million J Smooth by that point, because it was DJ J Smooth. There was a bunch of them. Like, you know, I just didn't want to be that, but I also was, you know, it was that, you know what I mean?
It's like, that is mad funny.
I was like, well, let me just, because I used to use JV, like, you know, when I was playing like little video games, I would just name myself JV or whatever, because it's like my little initial things. And so I was like, oh, let me just put the two together. And then I never knew his name was JB Smooth. I didn't know that. So the fact that we both with something similar is cool. I respect it, because that means great minds think alike.
No, but he's funny too. So it's not like a bad person to be like, you know, parallel.
I shit you not. Hand to God, you know, on my grandmother's grave, I never knew his name was that. So I never got that from him.
That so, is like, so funny.
You know, if anybody's, oh, you cop? No. Nah. No. And he's not my favorite comedian. That would be Dave Chappelle or Eddie Griffin. So sorry, hell to the nah.
That is funny,
but he's cool though. Like he's still my dude. It's just, no, he that's is. Not he's, where I got that from.
But he's not the.
Because if y'all really want to know what my name would have been if I went from an older nickname from when I was a kid, from my kid days, because my JV Smooth nickname is from the teen years. Mm-hmm. My kid nickname, there's two of them, but the one I would be known for, y'all definitely would say I was copying him. And I wouldn't, because that was an original nickname I was given as a kid. Mm-hmm. You ready for it?
Oh, my God.
You ready for it? I shit you not.
Zach Morris, everybody.
No.
I'm joking.
It's J. Cole.
Child bye.
If you knew my name.
This has been a great episode.
Listen,
verbal.
Hey, when you know my real name, you'll laugh, because you'll be like, oh, shit.
I understand. Yeah. I understand.
So that's what I'm trying to say. Like, great minds are out there thinking just alike. It's just that, you know.
What are the odds that you come up with, like, two?
Listen, if I went by the old name, it would have been J. Cole. That's the crazy part. That's the absolute crazy part.
People would have been so hot. They would have been like, oh, you copying it.
Yeah. So I'll take JB Smooth, because, you know, everybody, you know, they kind of know him, but they kind of don't know him. But
still,
J. Cole,
both people,
they would never
talented,
be. And I'm,
so,
I'm pretty sure I'm either his age or older. But that was a nickname. That's actually my name from a kid. So it's not even. It'd be like when – is it Beyonce? No, who is it? Somebody has a nickname that's like, if you're from the South, you got that nickname.
Yeah.
Like I'm trying to like Junebug. Oh, Junebug Jones. That's if you're from the South, your name half the time your name Junebug. That's just a nickname you get.
that's general. That's for everybody. Nothing.
But for people that don't grow up in the South or don't know, in their mind, you're like, oh, you just copying this. No, everybody got. everybody got a cousin named Junebug or Boo Boo or something like that. Like, that's not far-fetched. Yeah, that's not far-fetched. That's not far-fetched for us. So that's why I laugh, because I'm like, you know my real name, but like, if people don't, they'll be like, oh, you biting on that was legit my nickname.
You just like J. Cole.
But I just didn't stick with it. You know, I just went with something different.
Well, origin story of JB Smooth, people. That's so, look at that.
Yeah.
So nice.
But they're both great names, so how can I hate? I love
they're
J.
both
Cole.
Great names and literally relate to him in a way that it just makes sense. And it's
listen,
like,
J. Cole is my dude. If you can't fuck with home, then
he's greatness.
You know, if he wasn't my favorite rapper, I would lie to you, be like, yo, I got my nickname from him. Nah. But I mean, he's up there. Like,
that's what you
got
to tell people when you get famous. When you meet him, that's what you tell him. That you can be like, yeah, nah. Nigga.
I can't even do that, because if I tell him my real name, he can be like, damn, I copied you.
Hey, man. Now I got to change my name.
Now I got to change my shit. I copied you. I'd be like, hey. You know, hey, it is what it is.
Then he'd be JC Smooth. Ba-dum-ba.
Oh, God. And his real name, Jermaine, though?
Yeah, it's
like
Jermaine.
Jermaine, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Jermaine. Cole.
That's a fact. Ain't no way you say it, Jermaine. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Yo, the nicknames we get, man. Yeah. Oh, my God. Those shits are hilarious. Those are the best. To me, they're the best. Unless your name is something stupid like Doodle Butt, then you might want to fight people.
Whose name is that? Like, come on, son.
So, I'm going to be honest with you. I know somebody they used to call Doodle Butt, but they don't call him that no more.
Shit, mine's in a literal sense. Like, lady, I think that came from middle school. Was it middle or elementary?
Doodle Butt. You kidding me?
That definitely wasn't my middle name, but my nickname.
I know this dude wanted to fight everybody he saw.
That is
like,
annoying.
Stop calling me that. Doodle Butt, come here. Stop calling me that.
Anywho, tap in with JV. Links are in the description box. As mentioned before, visit
also coming to YouTube soon, y'all.
Oh boy! Did you just have to make that announcement while I was?
Somebody keeps telling me to start promoting the YouTube stuff, even though I haven't really fully invested. But let me go ahead and throw that in.
All you got to do is corral people over there. It takes a while to build. No, it's not going to be instant. It's just going to.
I'm not worried about it at all. I'm not.
Just have it up. Throw up whatever content you can while that's building, and you'll be fine.
Exactly.
Oh, and let me suggest to you shorts. Get into that.
Oh, I'm already on it. Trust me, we great minds think alike. That's why your name is Lady G.
Oh, boy.
Lady Great. See?
Lady Great. What is happening here?
You like that, though. You like that, though. Come on now. Lady Great. Y'all hear her cheesing, right? Y'all hear her cheesing in her voice? You hear the smile in her voice. That's all I can say.
Ain't no smile in my voice. I don't know why I got like smoker's lady like speak or whatever. Visit verbalvibemode.com. Check us out on social media. We're on Twitter, Instagram. Well, you can count YouTube as well. Not on any other ones, because do any other ones really count anymore? Subscribe using your favorite podcast app. If you're on Spotify, check out the poll and Q&A sections for more engagement. And we will see you later.
Peace.